Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss digital coupons and the impact they can have on your online store. The default mindset of online shoppers is to find discounts and avoid paying full price. In addition to fulfilling this expectation of your customers, you also have to compete with more coupons and discounts from your competitors. The age of digital couponing presents its own array of risks and rewards. While there are many substantial benefits to offering coupons to your customers, this practice is not always as straightforward as it may seem. On this episode, you'll hear why your customers expect discounts when shopping online. This attitude is not only prevalent in your shoppers, it's common in your competitors. Your ability to offer discounts and coupons may be the determining factor that closes or loses sales on your site. Next, we'll offer an informative introduction on digital coupons and what sets them apart from physical coupons. We'll go over several ways to use digital coupons and how to use them to engage with your shoppers. But the main use of digital coupons is to divert traffic to your site and drive revenue. Then we'll talk about why you should consider hiding your coupon box from your shoppers. This sounds like a counterintuitive idea, but the presence of a coupon box on your website is one of the leading drivers of empty carts and may even be driving your shoppers to competing stores. We'll share some helpful tips for ways to use coupons without losing your customers. After that, we'll share some practical tips about how to wisely use digital coupons. There are some very important questions to ask and limitations to consider before sharing coupons with your customers. We'll also share some digital couponing resources you can start using today. If you're looking for new ways to offer engaging discounts to your online shoppers, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. All right, Chris, welcome back to the podcast. Great to see you again, man.
Good to see you, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. We're talking about a really interesting topic today. We're talking about the right way to think about coupons, which I think is a really interesting discussion in the online world. I think a good place to start would be to talk about customer expectations. So, do online shoppers expect coupons or do they expect some sort of discounts when they're shopping?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of them. All the time. Every one of them. Forever. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, excuse me. We have seen that the default dynamic across every online channel, every e-commerce channel, is that people are looking for coupons. And the challenge, right, is that they don't just expect them on the special holidays, right? So, the early days of e-commerce, we saw people were going, okay, what's your special on Black Friday? Or what's your special for Christmas? Or what's your special for Valentine's Day? But it's pushed into, because people use coupons for a variety of different strategies, it's pushed into, you know, there's kind of this constant dynamic of, even if you're not saying, I have a coupon that's available all the time, you will likely see on e-commerce stores that when I land on the site for the very first time, someone will use a coupon to get my email, right? Hey, welcome. Glad you're here. Do you want 10% off on your first order, right? Give me your email here. Because people are using coupons on a you know, first order basis. But also it's, hey, do you want to buy coats, right? Heavy jackets. Well, if you're in the right season and it's an off season and you have some remaining inventory, then you might say, hey, we got 50% off on this gear over here. So people use it as a strategy to move people towards the particular items they're trying to get off the shelf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Virtually. So
okay.
Because of all this, right? Coupons are around all the time. And mm-hmm. and so in the end, we've kind of trained people to expect there's got to be a deal somewhere, right?
Right.
And we've also seen the number of e-commerce stores grow dramatically over the last, say, 10 years. And that means that what used to be one or two places where you'd go to shop, and people still predominantly shop at Amazon, but if you're buying something that you can buy from 10 stores, why wouldn't you buy it from the store that has potentially a coupon, right?
Okay.
I have a buddy of mine who spends like 3 weeks before he buys any bit of electronics. Hmm. 3 weeks, right? And I'm like, buddy, your time is worth more than that. He's like, I'm just looking. And in the end, after 3 weeks, he's like, found it. This is a $100 coupon, right? And you're like, but you're buying a $2,000 item. Like, it's just, it wasn't that big. But he's like, nope, I got the deal. I'm good. And you're like, okay.
Right.
So everybody expects to use coupons.
Okay. Let's dig into specifically digital coupons. So, you know, people of our age are probably used to, you know, the old physical coupons that you get in the mail or clip out. What do you think is the main difference between a digital coupon and a physical coupon?
They're easier to create, right? Like a physical coupon, I got to send that design, the text, the, you know, everything. I got to send it to a printer. And then after I send it to a printer, I have to get them all. And then I have to ship them to you, right? Mm-hmm. I have to get distribution of that coupon is going to cost me money and take me time. A digital coupon, right? It's as quick and easy as sending you an email. So one of the things we've seen is when people send an email with a coupon, it drives the revenue up, right? If I send you an email and it doesn't have a coupon, but it's telling you about a new product, and I send you a different email that's telling you about a new product and has a coupon, every single time, the one with a coupon does better. In fact, the emails with coupons have a 48% higher revenue per email basis, right? And so, like, why wouldn't I send a digital coupon? 90% of people who buy online want to use and expect to use a digital coupon. And almost everybody says, there's not enough coupons. I want more coupons. And you're like, oh God, right? Because the downside is that you're going to erode some value. So you got to figure out, okay, how do I make it easy to distribute, but also how do I make sure that the customer doesn't how do I not delay purchases? Because people are like, I'll just wait until I get a coupon. But also, how do I make sure that they don't feel like I'm constantly pushing out coupons, right?
Right. So, if we kind of like reflect on that, like the main reason a store owner would use a coupon, is it driving traffic? Is it driving sales? Like, what's kind of the main motivation there?
It drives revenue, right?
Okay.
But it's a two-edged sword, right? It drives revenue. It also drives abandoned cart. And this is where it gets tricky. This is why I make the recommendation sometimes not to have a coupon code on or a coupon box on your website. So adding value, right? Creating a revenue lift is a no-brainer, right? If I put something that says, hey, welcome to my site, take 25% off your first purchase, right? And I have a cookie and it basically says, you know, for a store builder, dropping a cookie on the site the first time you visit so that when they come back, you don't show them the pop-up that says, hey, you're a first-time visitor, because you know they're already a first-time visitor. Mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer. Store builder can do that all day long. Mm-hmm. And so being able to create a coupon that says first-time visitors, you get 25% off and here's this coupon, it's easy to do and it'll drive revenue up. So there's nothing wrong with it, right? The one side of the sword is the revenue increase and doing that kind of stuff, right? You could do stuff where you say, hey, if you have X amount in your cart, right, how do I pop up a thing? This is how I'm looking at your cart, right? Again, a store builder can do this fairly easily. I'm looking at your cart. You have X number of units, let's say 2 items in your cart. And you then pop up something that says, hey, if you have 4 items in your cart, the 5th is free. Well, notice I didn't show you the, if you have 2 items, the 3rd is free, because you already have 2 items. I'm choosing selectively to put the right promotion, the right coupon, at the right time for you to help you move forward, right? So the revenue lift, automatic, it's clear, it's good. There's great strategies for that. On the flip side, when I get to my checkout and there's a coupon box, what do I do? What does everybody do? I open up a new browser and I look for store name space coupon, right? Mm. Is there anyone out there that has a coupon for, you know, this store? But what if I'm buying an object, right? And I don't the name of the store, I put the name of the object, right? So I'm looking for a stereo receiver from Sony. and I put Sony receiver 12345 coupon. Guess what? That's available at another store, or there's a coupon site that has a fake coupon for some other store.
Okay.
And I click on that, and that takes me to another store. And then I start seeing other items in the store, and then I start comparing, and guess what happens? I never get back to the original checkout where I had my items in the cart and I was ready. Right. So coupons do revenue lift, but depending on how you put that, you know, how you display the coupon box on the site, it can also drive cart abandonment.
Right.
So you have to be careful about how you're doing this.
Okay. So do you recommend, what's the solution to that? You know, we obviously don't want to get rid of the coupons. Is it the box in particular, or?
Ryan, you're a very smart guy. What a great question. It's not like I didn't tee you right up to be like, you got to be careful. You're like, well, so what's the answer?
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I think it's the box, right? It's okay. How you see the box, where you see the box, whether you see the box at all. So some sites will not have the coupon code box anywhere in checkout, but they send you the coupon code in your email, right? So the URL has coupon applied. So when you click on the link and it takes you to the store, and the store says, ooh, here in the top banner, you just applied this coupon for 25% off or 10% off anything in this category. You can auto apply the coupon without ever having the coupon box in play. Mm. The second dynamic, like we said, hey, if you do X, if you put three items in, then the fourth one is free. Those can be automatic discount codes that apply to the cart, and you can show them, right? You put two items in, you get the third one free. Mm. It's an auto application of the coupon so that people feel like, yeah, I got the discount, and they check out and they move on, right? So one of the ways to do it is turn off the coupon code box and apply coupons either through email links and coupon codes, URL links, or auto apply the coupons themselves, right?
Okay.
We always would love that if someone's just like, oh, this is on sale, this is on sale. You don't have to cut anything out. You don't have to show anything. It's just you're automatically getting these discounts applied. Oh, that's cool. So that's one part. Now, okay. Nike does it a little different, or at least they have, in that their coupon box is closed, meaning you don't see a box. You see text, and the text link is similar to the link of, say, terms and conditions, both in its appearance and in its location. Meaning, if you take a pair of shoes and you put it into the Nike cart, and then you get over to checkout, and the checkout area slides out, what you see is here's the items, and then here's the total, and here are the pay buttons, and underneath you have privacy policy link, terms and conditions link, and you know, click here to add a coupon, whatever. And it's just a couple links, and it's there. So if you do have a coupon and you're looking for it, you can find it, you can click it, and you can put in your code, because you come bearing a coupon code, you want to apply it, you're looking actively. Mm. But if you're not, and you're just browsing the thing, the links look so unassuming, like they look like terms and conditions and privacy policies and all that, that it doesn't cause me to leave the site and go somewhere else.
Right. And that's worth, I mean, do people miss that link? Is that ever a problem that's not big enough?
You can, right?
Mm-hmm.
But normally the issue, what drives cart abandonment isn't people who have a coupon code. It is people who realize, oh, there's a coupon code box here and I don't have a coupon code. Let me go looking for a coupon code.
Okay.
So people who are going to look will leave your site and you'll see the cart abandonment. People who have a coupon code are going to read every part of that. I mean, I've gone to places where I'm like, I'm all the way in checkout, and I go, wait, I didn't see let me go back to cart. Let me look through here, right? Because I have this coupon code in hand. I want to use it, right? So sometimes it's just for a store builder, it's about how you present the information so that it doesn't send people off your site.
Okay. In the midst of the process, if I'm just kind of wondering how it would work in the midst of a buying process for the shopper. So are coupon codes popping up while they're shopping on your site, or they're using your site? How are they getting that link to apply the coupon code from you?
So lots of different ways.
Okay.
Products, there are different modules for different platforms, right? Shopify does it one way, Magento does another way. in the WooCommerce world, there's a product called Ahoy at getahoy.com. And Ahoy, you can register to create kind of that pop-up or that slide in a little toaster. And it will slide in, but only with certain conditions of what's in your cart. Meaning, if you've put something in the, car accessory, right? You pick a particular car accessory, you're looking at steering wheel covers or you're looking at seat covers. If you're in one of these categories and you put something in and the toaster slides up and says, hey, you're in the, you just added one of these things. If you add one more, the third one's free, right? So you can do a conditional slide in based on the category that. If you're doing automatic application of coupons in the cart, Flycart at flycart.org has, again, for WooCommerce, something called discount rules for WooCommerce Pro. And they will do something where you can go in and define not just your buy one, get one free rules, the BOGO rules, but you can also create other rules. Like if they have two of these and one of these, then the cheapest one of the bunch is free. And you, when they get to the cart, you'll see that it has applied a discount and the text that applies the discount. What that does is it causes, again, on the coupon side at checkout or a coupon side at cart and checkout, it limits the cart abandonment because you feel like I'm already getting a great deal.
Right.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of the show The Office. I don't know if you watch a lot of it, but I just saw an episode where Michael Scott, he goes rogue and he runs a promotion and he puts, it's kind of a Willy Wonka golden ticket promotion. He puts 20% off coupons in five different boxes, not realizing that he has a huge client shipping out that day and all five of them go to the same client. So they basically get 100% off their order. I thought that was just kind of a good analogy for maybe talking about what are some things that people need to keep in mind when they're creating coupons? You know, how do you avoid disasters like that when you're creating a coupon?
So the beautiful thing in most platforms is that you can define restrictions on use. So if you're a store builder working with a customer, it's one of the things, one of the topics that you want to have. You want to have that conversation that says, hey, are you using any coupons? Do you want any coupons? And then more importantly, okay, how do we want to use that coupon, right? And what do we want to restrict it to? Because merchants don't always think it through, right? So to your example, which is hilarious, right? They all go to the same guy and they're able to use more than one coupon at a time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they have a free order and you're like, this is not what we wanted. Mm-hmm. But merchants are like, I'm not an expert in this. So often the conversation between a store builder and a merchant is, okay, you have this coupon. Is it for anyone? And they're like, yeah, for anyone. And you're like, really? Even someone who has spent this much? And they go, oh, well, no, it's really for first time users. Great. Okay. So then let's mark this one as a first time use, which means if you are in the customer history, right? If the person going to check out is in the history of orders already, they don't get this applied, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a rule you put in, right? Or you do something that says this discount, 25% off only works for this category of product. So you can even put, you've gone to stores that say, hey, 30% off selected items. You click selected items and you're in a category, right? You can put that in the banner of the website, but you're in a category because it's winter coats and you're in summer, right? Or whatever it is, right? So being able to have a conversation with a merchant that says, what kinds of coupons do we have? What about coupons for new inventory, right? I may have told you the story of a guy who sold short-term steel, right? Like if you're buying steel to build a building, you normally buy that steel months in advance. It comes on a ship from China and you buy the bulk of your steel that way. But if you're in the middle of a building, that you're building the building and suddenly you need a little bit more rebar, that's short-term. You can't wait 6 months to get it on a boat. So this guy would run just short-term stuff, but his system automatically applied coupons anytime that he had inventory that wasn't moving. Unbeknownst to him, he brought in brand new inventory they'd never had before. And since they'd never had it before, the software thought, oh, this is stale. Like, this is stuff that's never sold. So it applied a 30% off automatically on new stuff he had just bought that he was excited to sell. And the sales guys just shipped it out, sold it. I mean, they got on phones. They're like 30% off. They start dialing and they sell everything at a 30% discount, which they never intended. Right.
Mm, okay.
And you go, okay, that's because you didn't define certain rules in the system. So it's one of the best conversations to have between a store builder and a merchant is tell me and show them what's possible. We can have single use coupons, meaning only one, you know, like you can only use this coupon once. We can have, you can have coupons that are like, hey, the first 20 people who use this coupon code get it, and everyone else it expires. Like, there's a limited number of coupons. You could define it that way. You can define it on category-based coupons, 10% off, but only on heavy coats. You can have a coupon that is only for shipping on a certain quantity, right? You see that all the time, which is free shipping after you spend $35. So having that conversation helps the merchant understand, oh, wow, I didn't realize, like, actually, I could have 20, 30 coupons in the system at once, doing different things, moving people towards different actions, all of it motivated by the same thing, which is how do I drive a revenue lift without causing that cart abandonment?
Okay, great. Yeah, that's really good. We're running out of time here. What's kind of your last word? What's our last thought as we kind of head out and start digging into digital coupons?
What we saw was, you know, as we were looking over some of the data, is that fundamentally people want more coupons, right? So it's one of those things where you're like, okay, 63% of shoppers say they want more coupons to be available. And that means that you have to have, as a store builder, you have to have this conversation with the merchant to talk about what are the coupons that you can have, right? Instead of someone being stingy and saying, nope, I don't want to do this, instead of having one coupon or two coupons, how do you build an arsenal of coupons without lowering perceived value, right? Mm-hmm. It's one thing if I say, my whole store, 25% off, right? Like when you're driving down the road and it says, you know, store closing, 25% off, and you see this huge banner from the highway and you're looking at the building and you go, that banner has been up for 2 years. They can't possibly be closing every month for 2 years, right? It's fictitious. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. And it devalues what's in the store. You're not going to drive over, get off the exit and go to that store because it's not interesting. It's not compelling. But when you go to REI or you go to Urban Outfitters, you go to another, you know, whether it's garments or outdoor activity or whatever you're doing, when you go to some of these stores and you see that they've taken each month, they take a different category and they put on the homepage, right? There's a banner that says 20% off this category of product, right? It means they're constantly using a different coupon to move people to the aisles, the virtual aisles that they care about. Mm-hmm. And that means from a store builder perspective, you need to think about coupon creation, but also from a design perspective, you need to think about where are you showing that, right? Because you can move people where you want them to go simply by highlighting, hey, we're doing a sale on this right now. Mm-hmm. And now this next month, we're doing a sale on this over here. And getting people to move where you want them to is obviously a big deal.
Great. All right. This is great, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right, folks. There you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the importance of digital coupons and how to use them with your online store. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.